This is VOA News. Via remote,
I'm Jeff Custer.
U.S. President Joe Biden said Tuesday the United States is on pace to complete evacuation operations from Afghanistan by the August 31st deadline. In televised comments from the White House, Biden said the U.S. has now evacuated more than 70,000 U.S. citizens and Afghans from Afghanistan since August 14th. He said 12,000 of those were moved out Tuesday alone. Biden said he discussed the evacuation efforts earlier Tuesday with leaders from the G7 allies, a group of the world's seven largest economies. He said so far the Taliban has cooperated with the evacuation efforts. But he said that cooperation is tenuous, and each day of operations on the ground, there is added risk to U.S. troops, with increasing threats from ISIS-K, an affiliate of the terror group ISIS. The president said completion of the mission by August 31st depends on continued coordination with the Taliban, including continued access for evacuees to the airport. Biden said he's asked the Pentagon and the State Department for contingency plans to adjust the timeline should that become necessary. At Tuesday's daily White House briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said evacuations of Americans and others who aided the U.S. effort in Afghanistan will actually likely end before August 31st to give the military time to draw down U.S. forces. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Tuesday that Russia would not deploy its armed forces to Afghanistan to, in his words, interfere in Afghanistan's domestic affairs. He said Moscow had learned the lessons of the Soviet Union's failed intervention there. Soviet forces invaded Afghanistan in 1979 under the pretext of upholding a so-called friendship treaty with the Afghan government. Unable to defeat Islamic resistance fighters, the Soviet government withdrew its troops 10 years later. This is VOA News.